For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. At least 105 people have been killed, and another 115 are listed as missing amid the flooding in both northeast and southern China. The Chinese government has upgraded its emergency response to try to cope with the situation. Chinese President Xi Jinping is urging local authorities to try their best to save lives. It is the worst flooding seen in China's northeast, also the heartland of the country's grain production, in over a decade. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with his Kenyan counterpart Uhuru Kenyatta in Beijing. The two sides have announced the establishment of a comprehensive and cooperative partnership. Both Xi Jinping and Kenyatta say their partnership is based on equality, mutual trust, and mutual benefit. Chinese Defense Minister Chang Wanquan and his U.S. counterpart Chuck Hagel have announced the expansion of military exchanges between the two sides and a plan to hold new joint military exercises. The announcement follows a meeting at the Pentagon. Hagel says the measures, which include the Chinese Navy's participation in the 2014 Rim of the Pacific exercise, are designed to build trust among the two militaries. China's central bank governor, Zhou Xiaochuan, says China will continue to implement the prudent monetary policy and conduct some structural fine-tunings if needed. Zhou suggests the economy will not post persistent slowdowns and China still has powerful potential for growth. Zhou also says the bank is ready to free the long-awaited deposit interest rates to fully liberalize the financial market. On July 19th, the central bank announced lifting controls on bank lending rates. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is alarmed by the events in Egypt. Ban has condemned the use of excessive force against supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi and called for restraint. Meantime, EU foreign ministers are set to hold emergency talks on Wednesday to review the bloc's relations with Egypt. Also, Hosni Mubarak's lawyer says the former Egyptian president will be released this week. The latest corruption case Mubarak faces is likely to get settled in 2 days. Mubarak faces a retrial over charges of involvement in the killing of protesters during the 2011 upheaval which toppled him. An Egyptian court postponed the retrial to this coming Sunday amid ongoing clashes last Wednesday. More than 830 people, including 70 police and soldiers, have been killed since the army moved in to clear the protest camps in support of Morsi last week. Nigerian army says the head of the Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, may have been killed following a gun battle with them. Shekau may have died earlier this month at a border community in Cameroon where he was receiving treatment for gunshots. Spokesperson of the military-led Joint Task Force, Sagir Musa, says the sect leader sneaked into Cameroon after he was severely injured in late June. At least 37 people are dead and 40 others hurt after a speeding train hit and killed them in eastern India. Officials say the headcount of those killed is difficult due to the state of their injuries. After the accident, a violent mob reportedly assaulted the train's driver, set coaches on fire, and held railway staff hostage. Many of the victims are people who lived in nearby slums and used the tracks as open toilets. Authorities in New York City have announced the largest ever gun seizure seen in the city's history. More than 250 guns were sold in an undercover New York Police Department investigation. 19 members of two loosely organized gun trafficking groups have been indicted and arrested. The groups are reported to have illegally funneled firearms from North and South Carolina into New York City, where black market guns fetch at least 3 times their original price. 3 people reportedly held hostage by a homeless man with a history of mental health problems in a southern German city have been freed. The captives, including a deputy mayor, were released unharmed after police stormed the old town hall in Ingolstadt, Bavaria, and arrested the 24-year-old hostage taker. The rescue operation forced German Chancellor Angela Merkel to cancel a campaign visit to the town. The assailant is believed to have been stalking one of the female hostages for the past year. American journalist Glenn Greenwald, responsible for writing many of the stories about the NSA disclosed by Edward Snowden, says he will now start publishing material more frequently. The comments come a day after his partner, David Miranda, was detained for 9 hours at London's Heathrow Airport. Miranda claims personal objects were taken from him when he was detained under anti-terror legislation. Brazil's foreign minister, Antonio Patriota, says the detention is unjustifiable. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.